Hi, I'm Steve Westerly, and this is Beneficial Intelligence, a new weekly podcast with stories and pragmatic information for CIOs and other IT leaders. This week, expectation management. I was doing a small renovation project at our summer cottage, and I needed a specialized type of hinge. So I looked up my nearest building supply store, I went to their website, and I found that they did indeed list a hinge that would meet my requirements. So I went to the store, and I couldn't find it. So I asked for help, and the shop assistant listened to what I needed and said, "Oh, we don't have that." "But it's on your website," I said. "Well, there's a lot of things on the website." I spoke to a manager, and it turned out that this supply store were part of a chain that weren't a real chain. They were just sharing a logo and some back-end logistics. But they had a website that listed every building supply known to man. So you could find anything on their website. But each store was free to carry whatever they felt like. And this store didn't feel like carrying the hinge I needed. So the website caused me to expect to find a certain item, and I couldn't find it. They didn't meet my expectations, and I'm not going back to that store. So I had to look up the second closest store. That's a chain of stores that do engage in careful expectation management. And what they tell you is, "We sell stuff cheap, but don't try to ask for help." So I went to their store, and indeed there is no one to ask for help. I rummaged through the aisles for a while, and I did manage to find a hinge that I could use for my project. So they had established an expectation of, "We might have it, but you can't ask for help." And they met that. The item was also half the price of what it was on the website of the first store, so they also met the expectation they had set up of low price. And I will be going back there. In IT, we also need to manage expectations, and we're notoriously bad at it. To manage expectations, we need to put ourselves in the user's place, and IT professionals are notoriously bad at that. We know how the system works. So our mental model is informed by our knowledge of the underlying system. So when the system has to do something really complicated, needs to manage a lot of data, it needs to do hard work, and we manage to get that operation down to half a second, then we're happy. We're seeing, based on our knowledge, this is good work. This is excellent code. We have managed to supply this answer to the user in just half a second. But if the user expects more, then it doesn't help that we believe that we've done it well. What we need to do is to find out what the users are actually expecting and then meet or exceed that. If you try to build any kind of mapping application, you will have experienced this. In a mapping application, you might need to find a route. That's actually not a hard task to do. Like, there's an algorithm that you need to implement, but it's pretty easy to figure out a very complicated route in very short time. So the users are all impressed that it takes us a fraction of a second to calculate how to get from here to there along the optimal route. Or if you select, "I want to select all the points, all the items, all the elements that have specific attributes," and you put in a complicated query, but the database can return the answer immediately. So again, the users are happy. But when the user changes the magnification, the zoom on the map by a factor of 100, then we know as IT professionals, there's a lot of data that needs to be fetched, to be rendered. So we understand that this is a hard task. But the users are comparing this operation of zooming in, way in or way out. They're comparing it to the effort it takes to bring a map just a little bit closer to your eyes. So they're expecting immediate response on the Zoom, which we have a very hard time delivering. That's a place where it takes a lot of effort, a lot of tuning to actually deliver what the users expect. Since we're bad at figuring it out ourselves, then what do? We ask the users. Usability guru Jakob Nielsen has popularized the term discount usability engineering because his research showed that just getting 5 people in from the corridor, like outside the IT department, getting 5 random people in, showing them your prototype, and then asking them to complete tasks will give you pretty much all the information that a more elaborate usability test with more users will give you. So if you're asking real users, then you get the real answers. Then you need what you need to live up to for the users to consider your system a success. Professional project managers, they have all of this information, all of this knowledge from the project management body of knowledge, and they know that a project needs a communications plan. Unfortunately, most communications plans don't go any further than status reports to the steering committee. The communications plan, the way it really should be, is communicating to every stakeholder, and all the potential users are stakeholders. So what happens is that the project is not communicating in advance to the users what they can expect. If the project is not engaging in good expectation management, then the users are going to project their wishes and dreams onto this system. And when it's rolled out, they'll be disappointed. That's why it's your job as a CIO or CTO to make sure that all of your projects engage in some expectation management. If you manage expectations well, then your projects will be considered successes. Thank you for listening to Beneficial Intelligence, a weekly podcast with stories and pragmatic information for CIOs and other IT leaders. If you like the content, please spread the word. If you have comments, please get in touch. My contact information is in the show notes. See you next week.